This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. This is Independence Day here in the United States. On the eve of the holiday, President Donald Trump was at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, where he made a direct appeal to his disaffected political base months before Election Day. He accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. Speaking at an event that had the trappings of a campaign rally, Mr. Trump offered what the Associated Press called a discordant tone to an electorate battered by a pandemic and wounded by racial injustice following the high-profile killings of black people at the hands of police. He described the need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said, quote, "This movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt." Protesters have aimed much of their anger at Confederate generals who led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. There are widespread demands to remove their names from famed U.S. military installations. The president condemned what he depicted as a cancel culture and charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, "We will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people." The Friday night event, complete with fireworks, came against the backdrop of a pandemic that has killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. Most of the thousands that turned out for the president chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing, clearly violating the advice of health experts who say such mass gatherings risk becoming coronavirus super spreaders. The president spent little time talking about COVID-19. Just four states, California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida, have a combined case count of more than 700,000, with a collective death toll above 14,000. Via remote, this is VOA News. The state of Florida reported 341 new hospitals.